open my weaknesses, because of mercy is limitless.
Brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio to present it. My name is Mumba Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Constitutional Court grants leave to two groups to join petition challenging the legality of the technical committee. Works on the construction of Litoya Maternity Annex have reached 85% completion. In international news, authorities in Tanzania are warning people to stay at home on Tuesday. And in sports, AFCON winning skipper soaks off pressure from Chipolopolo ahead of tournament. And now the news in detail. Zambia's Constitutional Court has granted leave to two groups to join as interested parties in a petition challenging the legality of the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments. The ruling was delivered by Lady Justice Maria Mapani Kawimbe in Lusaka on December 8, 2025. The petition was filed by the Law Association of Zambia, the non-government organization's Coordinating Committee for Gender and Development Registered Trustees, Bishop Andrew Mwenda, Bishop Emmanuel Chukoya, and LCK Freedom Foundation Limited. The petitioners argue that the committee appointed by President Hakainde Hichilema on October 2, 2025, contravenes Articles 92, 2F, 92, 2J, and related provisions of the 2016 amended constitution. They also cite the precedent set in Munia Zulu versus Attorney General. A consortium of eight civil society organizations chaired by Isaac Mwanza applied to join as the first interested party. The group includes Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, the Zambia Civil Liberties Union, GEARS Initiative Zambia, the Center for Peace, Research and Advocacy, Measures of Justice and Democracy Foundation, Community Action Against Political Violence, and the Anti-Political Violence Association of Zambia. Eric Sakala, Executive Director of Honor for Justice Foundation, applied as the second interested party, representing over 11,000 voters and civic activists. The court dismissed the petitioner's objections and found both applicants had sufficient legal interest under the Constitutional Court rules. World Vision Zambia and the Pension Insurance Corporation Zambia Limited have signed a service legal agreement which aims at improving water supply, sanitation and hygiene wash services across the country. Speaking during the signing ceremony of the SLA, World Vision National Director Mark Nosberg says the organization has made important strides in improving wash services in the recent past through the drilling of boreholes, hand pumps and solar-powered piped water schemes, among others. He says the agreement will go a long way in further improving access to wash services for children, especially girls, in line with the 2026 to 2030 strategic plan. And PIC Zerd Managing Director Moses Yama says the agreement is more than just a partnership, but is also a service to the community. The Business Regulatory Review Agency, BRRA, has expressed satisfaction with a positive response to recent sensitization activities for private and public sectors on the one-stop-shop model for trade and business facilitation along the Lobito Corridor. With support of approximately 900,000 Kwacha from the African Development Bank through the Lobito Corridor Trade Facilitation Project, BRRA conducted workshops in Kitwe and Solwezi to unlock investment and trade opportunities along the corridor. Roadshows were also carried out in districts across the Copper Belt and northwestern provinces, encouraging business formalization among entrepreneurs and residents. BRRA Director for Business Facilitation David Simon Banda explains that the activities were guided by a feasibility study which revealed that vulnerable groups, particularly women and youths, were not fully participating in economic activities along the corridor.
Our roadshows aim to address this gap while strengthening understanding and use of the one-stop-shop model, which integrates key business registration and regulatory services under one roof. Several entrepreneurs welcomed the message, expressing interest in formalizing their businesses to gain better market access, credibility with financial institutions, and greater opportunities as the corridor develops. It makes us very happy that the target beneficiaries, the entrepreneurs, are willing to formalize their businesses following our sensitization messages. Local authorities along the corridor have fully supported our sensitization activities, noting that increased business formalization will benefit both the business community and local governance, including improving the quality of applications for the Constituency Development Fund and other developmental initiatives.
13 houses have collapsed in Chufunavuli district following a heavy downpour which happened in the early hours of yesterday, December 8th, between 01 hours and 03 hours. Sanis reports that the affected households are all from Mwansa Kombe village in Kapamba ward. Chufunavuli district commissioner Stanley Mokosa has confirmed the incident and explained that affected families are now relying on their extended families and neighbors as they have lost most of their household items. Chufunavuli district disaster management and mitigation officer Lawrence Jaliso says his department visited the affected families, compiled and submitted a daily incident report to the province. Mr. Jaliso has since appealed to the well-wishers to come to the aid of the affected families. Now, works on the construction of Litoya Maternity Annex at Litoya Rural Health Center in Luwosi Ward have reached about 85% completion stage. Nalolo Town Council awarded a contract to Newa Liberal General Dealers to complete first two construction of the maternity annex at 1,854,237 Kwacha 13 Gwei. Council Public Relations Officer Batison Kandimba says the project is being funded using additional funds allocated under the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF.